The first reading today, we hear something that's rather astounding when the Lord talks about the fact that he doesn't care about the sacrifices of the people. I've had enough of whole burnt rams and fat of fatlings and blood of calves and goats and lambs and so on. And he said, when you come to visit me, who asks these things of you? He did. He's the one who required that this is what the Jewish people had to do. So why is he saying all of these things? Because, he says, your hands are full of blood. Their sins are horrible. In other words, they're going through the motions. It'd be like God looking at us and saying, all right, you show up for Mass, and then you go out and you do all kinds of horrible things. And I'm supposed to pat you on the back for showing up for Mass? Are you just going through the motions? Because that's what the people were doing. Oh, sure, they came in and they offered their goat or their lamb or whatever it was that they had to offer. But then they didn't live honest lives. They didn't live righteous lives. They weren't praying. They weren't striving to do the will of God. But they went through the motions. That's a Catholic problem today. We have lots of people going through the motions, but their hearts are far from the Lord. So we really need to ask ourselves even the most simple question: why am I here? Am I here for God? Or am I here for another reason? Am I here to put my heart into loving God? Or am I here to see what I can get from God? I remember one place where I was assigned. It was just a side point in the middle of a homily. And I said, we're here for the worship of God. And the strangest thing happened. I'd never seen it before. And it's sort of like that wave thing that they do at a football game, but it went just like that through the congregation. And I thought, I must have not seen what I thought I just saw. So I waited a couple of months and I did it on purpose the second time, and the exact same thing happened. And I thought, what is this about? Because the point that I was making is that we're here at Mass for God. And that was what that whole thing was. And I came to understand what that was about. Mass was just the jumping off point. They were there because their friends were going out for breakfast. They got together because they were going out for breakfast. Mass was just an excuse. It was the central point where they could all gather at the same place, then they'd go out for breakfast from there. They weren't at Mass for God. They were at Mass because it was a social function. And so it's something that we always have to keep looking at our own selves, whether it's the priest who is there offering the sacrifice, whether it's the people who are there united with the sacrifice. Are we here for God? Not just when we come here. What's going on in the rest of our lives? Are we really seeking the Lord? Are we striving to live holy and righteous lives so that when we come here, it is just an extension of what we're doing everywhere else? And when we go back out there, it is simply bringing what we have received here out into the world. The whole idea of the Christian life is one of holiness. And what a lot of people have done is to say, well, all I have to do is show up at Mass. The rest of the time is mine. I can do anything I want. It doesn't really matter. Oh, most Catholics at least will say, I don't want to be in the state of mortal sin, but other than that, it's not a question of that. We have to look at our motives for everything that we're doing. How much selfishness is there? And how much charity is there? It's an interesting thing, even in the gospel, when our Lord says that if anyone gives someone a cup of cold water because he's a disciple, he will not lose his reward. There was one of these Hollywood types that was talking. Apparently, she had one of those near-death experiences. And she said it was the most amazing thing. She said she was going to hell. That was made very clear. But she said, what was amazing is that it was all these little things that I had done, she said, that I didn't even think about. She said, I was rewarded for that. I called somebody up who was having a bad day, and God brought that up and said that was a good thing. All these little things that she had done, that she said, I didn't even think about them. They were just, you know, little acts of kindness that you just naturally do. She said, those are the things that God commended me for. But she said, it was the rest of the stuff that I was doing that was going to wind me up in hell. And so those little things done out of love for God and for neighbor, that's what God is looking for. So that we're putting into practice what we're doing at Mass. And then we're bringing the rest of our lives with us when we come to Mass. So that there isn't any kind of separation there. There's no division between what we're doing here and what we're doing outside of here. That's what we want to be striving for. Obviously, we're all weak and we're all sinful and we're all going to do stupid things. We know that. But if we're striving to make our lives united in that way, so that we truly are living what it is that we're doing here, if we're doing that, then we're doing well. I always tell people, if you die trying, you're going to be just fine. If you're not trying, good luck. So we need to be making the effort. We need not just to be going through the motions or even saying, well, just in case, you know, just in case this is real, I better show up for Mass because, you know, I'm going to have to stand before him one day, if it happens to be real. It's like, no, this is as real as it gets. There is nothing more real. But he doesn't want it just limited to what's going on here. Remember, that was the problem that we were having back a few years ago when we had one unfortunate individual in the White House who kept talking about freedom of worship. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution talks about freedom of religion. Freedom of worship means that the government's not going to interfere with what we're doing inside the building here. Freedom of religion means you can live it out there. He didn't want you to have freedom of religion. He just wanted to say, if you want to go to church, we won't interfere with what you're doing in the building, but we're not going to let you live it out there. What a bunch of trash. What we're doing here has to prepare for us for what we're doing out there. It has to form us for what we're doing out there. What we're doing out there needs to be the expression of what we're doing here, so that we're truly living what it is that God has asked us to do. We're doing this because he asked, just as the Jewish people were doing this because God asked, but then they weren't living it. And that's what got them in trouble. That's why he's saying, don't even come here anymore. Had enough. I hope that never happens to us. But we need to really look seriously at our own hearts, our own motives, our own dispositions, to make sure that there is no disconnect between what's happening in the church building and what is happening outside in the rest of our lives.